This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello, I'm Adam.
And I'm Rob.
And welcome to episode 14 of the Learn English Elementary podcast.
In a few minutes, we'll be hearing the latest news from Carolina and her friends. Carolina and Emily are at the seaside today.
But first, as usual, let's take a look at some of your comments from the last podcast. We asked you to tell us what you think about British politeness. Are British people really very polite? And how about people in your country? Are they polite or not?
Well, you know, one of the things we love about reading your comments is seeing answers from so many different countries. And this time, we had answers from all over the world. Madagascar, Colombia, Georgia, Djibouti, Nepal, Vietnam.
Wow.
It's always really interesting to hear so many different opinions.
And we were surprised to hear how many of you do think that British people are very polite. Negrotta in Colombia, Angelo in Italy, Sakin in Turkey, and Zineb in Algeria, to name but a few, all said that it's true that British people are really polite. Were you surprised by that, Rob?
You know, I was, yes. And another interesting thing I noticed was that several of you said that young people in your country are not as polite as they were in the past. Osmida in Spain said, "Nowadays, young people are impolite, and they almost never say thanks or sorry." And Awate from Dani in Tunisia says, "Personally, I think people are no longer as polite as in the old days." And it's the same story in Vietnam.
Wiwi in Egypt makes an interesting point. She says, "I think Egyptians in the past were more polite than now. But I've noticed that some of us have become more polite after the 25th of January revolution." That's an interesting idea, don't you think?
It is. We did hear, too, about polite people in different countries. Malagasy people are very polite and respectful, says Tianekele. And Tankamani tells us that the culture of politeness in Nepal is similar to that in Britain. Namaste.
But I think we need to give the last word to two comments. Cyrinel in Algeria says, "I think it's not fair to judge any country for being rude or polite. It depends on the people themselves."
And Felix in Spain says, "I don't believe in stereotypes. There are polite people from everywhere. We must not believe in stereotypes because normally they aren't totally true."
You know, Cyrinel and Felix, I agree with you. I've met very polite people in every country I've ever visited. And some not so polite people.
Thanks for all your great comments. Please do keep sending them. I'll remind you of the address. You can write to us at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Now, time again to listen to Carolina. If you're new to the podcast, I'll tell you that Carolina is from Venezuela, but she's studying at Newcastle University in the northeast of England. Last time we listened, Carolina went to the cinema with her boyfriend, Jamie, her friend, Emily, and Jamie's friend, Cameron. And Emily is quite... Interested in Cameron. Let's see what happens this time.
Cold. That's the sea air, Carolina. It's good. It clears your head.
You work too hard. You need to relax sometimes.
I know, but... But it is beautiful here. It's nice to see the sea. See the sea. I like that.
My grandfather used to sing a song. I can't remember it all, but it was... And what did we see? We saw the sea.
And what did we see? We saw the sea.
What a silly song.
I'm going to find it on the internet when we get home.
Yeah, perhaps Jamie and Cameron's band could play it. A cover version.
Talking of Cameron.
Yes?
You know, do you like him?
Well, I don't not like him, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. He's very attractive and he's a singer. Mm. That's cool. And he works in a bookshop. He likes books. Mm-hmm. He likes science fiction.
But...
Well, that laugh. He's got the most awful laugh I've ever heard.
Oh, dear. I know. But he seems like a nice guy. And he is attractive. And he likes you. Just don't tell him any jokes.
Actually, he sent me a friend request on Facebook yesterday.
Did he? No!
Calm down. It was just a friend request. Like, friend?
Oh, no, he likes you. Friend doesn't mean friend. That's it. So, did you accept?
Friend means friend. And I accepted.
Oh, yippee!
Stop it! I think he's a nice guy. It's no big deal. Oh, look at that ship. Isn't it beautiful? I wonder where it's going.
Why don't you phone him?
I'm not going to phone him. Stop it. Now!
Oh. Hello, Jamie. We're at the coast having a walk. Really? That's great, she's here. With me, wait a minute. Emily, Cameron has asked Jamie for your phone number.
Oh.
Emily, can Jamie give Cameron your phone number?
Oh.
I'll call you back, Jamie.
Oh. Eek.
Told you so. Friend means friend. I don't think so. Not now.
Oh, stop it. You're making me nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. Just give the guy your phone number. Oh, Emily, you're always saying that your love life is a disaster. This guy likes you. You like him. Give him your phone number.
Okay.
I'll tell Jamie to give it to him.
Okay.
Phew, that was hard work. Listen.
What?
I can hear Cameron.
What are you talking about?
See?
You're terrible!
That's a bit unfair to say that Cameron's laugh sounds like a foghorn. He does have a slightly strange laugh, but it's not that bad.
No. Anyway, so now Cameron has Emily's phone number. Mm-hmm. And they're friends on Facebook. Mm. Mm-hmm. Are you on Facebook, Rob?
I am, actually.
Have you got many Facebook friends?
No, unfortunately.
Mm. And what do you think about what Carolina said about social networking? Friend doesn't mean friend. Are your friends on Facebook people you know in real life?
No, not all of them. Actually, some of them I've only met once.
Oh.
That's something I'm not sure I like about Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook, so I sort of have the opposite problem. Mm. I don't have anyone following me that I don't know, but sometimes it's a bit hard to keep in touch with everyone I want to keep in touch with.
Mm, I see. What about you, listeners? Do you have lots of online friends? And do you know all of those friends in real life? Is online friendship different from real life?
We'd love to hear what you think. Why not write and tell us at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish. And if you're on Facebook, remember to look for Tess and Ravi there. They sometimes answer your questions, so watch out for that.
Now, did you hear Emily sing a little song today? Listen again.
My grandfather used to sing a song. I can't remember it all, but it was... And what did we see? We saw the sea.
And what did we see? We saw the sea.
What did we see? We saw the sea. See, the verb, and sea, the big area of water, sound exactly the same. They are homophones. Two words that have different spellings and different meanings but sound exactly the same are homophones. And there are lots of them in English.
Sun in the sky and sun a boy. They're homophones, for example.
Mm.
Peace and peace.
Mm-hmm.
Week and week.
Yeah.
But of course they sound exactly the same. So you need to see them in writing to understand better. Or understand the context. You'll find some activities on the website to tell you more about homophones. You'll also find an exercise on some of the strange noises we make in English. Listen to this.
Brr, it's cold.
Carolina said, brr, it's cold. Brr is a noise we make when we're cold. And there are other noises. Do you know what these noises mean?
Hmm.
Ow!
Oops. Any ideas? Check the website to find out the answers. And that's just about all we've got time for today.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. And we'll be back next time with more from Tess and Ravi, talking about a famous British city.
Uh-huh.
Any ideas? See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.